السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم.
Hi mama.
Hi حبيبي.
Everyone. I know you guys have been asking a lot about where are the episodes, but I have my mom and my brother visiting from out of town for Christmas and New Year's. I have two episodes I haven't released, but mommy is helping me create more content.
Happy to be with you.
I'm happy to have you here, mama.
Habibi.
So mama is also pulling, no showing her face. You're just going to hear her beautiful voice. But she's the hot one in the family. She's the one we get the beautiful genes from.
Thank you. مزبوط.
مزبوط. Okay, so ماما احكي لنا شوي عنك.
أنا عندي أنتي وشيرين وزيمو.
My siblings.
عزمي.
Yeah.
وكتير كتير مبسوطة فيكم لأنه بتجننوا. وكتير.
Mommy, my audience is mostly English.
I'm so happy to have you all.
Yeah.
guys وكمان اكثر شيء صراحه مبسوط عليه انه كله لازم احكي
English. mostly English حبيبي my audience mostly speaks English mama you're great at English
I know but يعني توتر شوي
it's okay عادي
okay what do I have to say about myself
so introduce yourself a little tell us a little bit about you
I'm a mom
you are a mom You're a great mom.
I don't work.
You don't work.
I didn't work at all.
You did before you had kids. Yeah.
Yes, before I got married. Now I'm enjoying my life.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying my family.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of stuffs. Stuff. yani I do my things.
Yeah.
Like doing yoga, yeah. Reading.
But building a relationship with God.
Building my relationship. Yeah, this is what everything. I do always.
Always. That's the point of this podcast. It's the relationship with Allah.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here today.
Yeah, I think you took it minni wa min abukum, yani.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why you care.
I always say we used to watch you pray all the time. You never missed a prayer. You were very... everything Allah.
Yeah, I believe in him.
Yeah, of course.
I believe in his existing in our lives.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to have a relationship with him, daily relationship.
yes.
Not in يوم الجمعة أو يوم السبت أو يوم الأحد. You have to have a...
not just one day of the week, every day of the week.
A strong relationship with God daily. You speak, I mean... You speak with يعني أنا تحكي معه كل
Mama,
يوم.
Mama, you're doing well.
Yeah, وإنه everything you do تكوني حاسة إنه معك.
Yeah, and to feel him with you with everything you do.
ما بدي أقول شايفك وعم براقبك لا. He's with you.
Yeah, so you're saying instead of him like spying on you, it's just that he's there with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I always say Subhanallah. You know, إنه Zimo today was just remembering some of the hard things you and I went through together. You know. مش ضد بعض, not against each other, but we saw hard days when we were like holding each other's hands.
Mm.
And subhanAllah, I look back now after God blessed us so much and like life is so much better. And I really see if God held our hand through all of it.
Always. Mm. He's been there always.
Always.
حتى لما بتكون فرحان, even لما بتكون قاعد waiting for something to happen, or you're sometimes على فكرة وانت بتفكر تحس انه معك.
Yeah.
يعني إذا بتكون كتير حاسس إنه معك تعرف الفكرة إذا تكمل فيها أو لا.
Yeah.
عارفة كيف؟
Yeah. بس English, mommy.
Yeah.
Mama, you have to speak in English.
Even when you think about يعني your future, your plans, you hear his voice.
Yeah. A beautiful mom. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, mommy. My sweet, sweet mommy, I have a list of questions because I was Googling. You know, I've seen these videos online of a mom and a daughter asking each other deep questions, a mom and a son and a father, a husband and a wife that have been together for 40 years. And it just it deepens their relationship or it's just a moment to be very honest and maybe say something you've been wanting to say, but in a positive way, you know what I mean? So I'm going to ask you a few questions because I also want to know certain things about you.
Okay.
To get to know you better.
Okay.
Because I think it's important. SubhanAllah, I saw a video on Instagram, Allah يطول بعمرك انت وبابا, of a boy who found out his, he turned 30, 2024, and in the same year he found out his dad had cancer, so he quit his job and went and lived with his dad and grandparents to take care of his dad. Well, he documented his dad's life آخر سنة. فصار يقعد يصور أبوه, he filmed his dad and just asked him questions about his youth, about his first job, about his marriage, and you know, things you don't think to ask your parents, because in our minds, you're just mom and dad, but you have a whole life that we don't know about from before we existed. So I think it's important.
في كتير أشياء بحياتنا we take it for granted, ومنها أهلنا والفاميلي, حتى sometimes الأصحاب.
Yeah, we take a lot for granted, I agree.
أنا I think إنه الواحد بده يكون بالميدل, لا كتير to زي ما هو عمل إنه to record everything, لأنه
his dad had cancer, so he wanted to just remember his baba.
I see. Yeah.
He kept it to himself. He didn't share it online.
Yeah.
But just take life lessons that...
You know what? Is if it makes him feel better, why not?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, but no, sometimes, مثلا, مثل أنا, I avoid إني أشوف حدا بعد ما مات, مثلا. ما بعرف ليه.
Really?
ما بعرف ليه. يمكن, I don't know.
That's my big cup. Sorry. I understand. I think people deal with death differently. Anyway, okay, questions to ask your mom about life. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, رح نسأل بعض.
Okay.
Okay, but I will start because انتي mommy.
Okay.
Okay. What is the best advice you've ever received?
شوفي مش بس واحدة, not only one, more than one. هلا أكتر the most يعني أكتر
شيء. The most, the advice that changed your life.
Don't look back.
Why?
Because دايما الباك خلص, it's done. راح خلص. وكمان وقتها لما حكت لي اياها واحدة كانت أكبر مني بالعمر, she said
she was older than you.
Yeah. When you drive the car,
يعني you don't drive looking in the rearview mirror.
You don't turn your head لحتى هذا خلص, بتطلع حتى على القليلة من المراية, مش أكتر من هيك. ولأنه دائما إحنا بس نطلع على الماضي بنقعد نتذكر شو إحنا بإيش غلطنا وبإيش قصرنا.
مامي
يا
English
قلتي لي هيك وهيك.
مامي people aren't gonna understand what you're saying.
You put subtitles.
No, mom, I'm not gonna subtitle this.
Okay.
Actually, I could subtitle. You know what? For your eyes only, I will subtitle. But mom, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. A lot of people just listen to this.
Yeah. So don't look back.
Why?
That's why, because it's finished.
Yeah.
Yesterday is behind us. So it's better not, if you want to meditate, meditate now.
In the present.
Enjoy the present moment. Don't overthink it will pass the back.
100%.
Because most of Arab people, they tend to think about the past.
Yeah, we marinate on the past. I agree.
At the same time, why it is a good advice? It depends on your character. Yani, if you are the one that thinks too much, overthink it, will past, this is a good one.
It is good for you. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
So how did you practice not overthink, not looking back? Because some people will tell you, oh, that's easy to say. But how did you start applying that?
By the way, you should do it deliberately.
Deliberately, yes,
deliberately,
I agree.
Deliberately, because it's a decision.
So how did you do that? Because you used to be the type that you think about the past.
This is how you practice your adalat bil gym.
Yeah, you train your muscles.
It is the same, exactly the same. You train yourself.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself all the
time. Remind yourself, and when you when something pops up براسك بغير مودك or you feel bad, immediately change it.
I love that, mommy.
Yeah. Over time بتصير كتير أحسن.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. And you, Lulu?
Me?
Yeah.
What's the best advice I've ever received? I'm trying to think what's the best advice I've ever. It's similar to yours.
Yeah.
It's similar to yours, but I'm trying to think what's the best advice I've ever received. Bismillah. Because I've gotten some good one. I'm trying to think about.
I remember لما قلتي لي إنه to love yourself and take care of yourself.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the one that like clicked in my head the most. I think the best advice I ever received, honestly, Anjad, the best advice I ever received is a quote by Hafiz. The words you speak become the house you live in.
Yeah, this is الحكي really true.
Yeah, الحكي اللي بتحكيه بيصير البيت اللي انت عايش فيه. And it took me such a long time to understand this because sometimes you make a joke or you belittle yourself or you degrade yourself or even mentally the self-talk is so self-flagellating. Mm-hmm. It's crippling.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it. And even when you think you've realized it and you're like, no, I'm fixing it. I'm looking at myself in the mirror every day and telling myself I love myself. But I realized it's so much more deliberate than that. I had to go out of my way to speak really big, powerful, beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, believe it. And it was life-changing. That's the best advice I've ever received.
Yeah.
So now I say sweet things because I want my life to be sweet.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I still falter sometimes. And even you, mama, you check me on it. Like, تحكي شيك حالك. ديري بالك شو بتحكي. بس subhanAllah, when you become aware of it, غصبا عن كل إشي, الدنيا works in your favor. Life wants you to succeed.
Yeah.
It supports you. Mm-hmm. So then it builds you a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Build your mansion with a slide and a fountain.
Yeah, لازم الإنسان to believe in one self power.
Yeah, but that the self power comes from God, because God told you you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can.
And you can.
Oh, but you have to believe it.
You have to believe it exactly.
You don't
and
believe it.
Tell me, is it أنتي you agree with this? بس بحس I feel the people who don't believe that they're capable, it's a lack of belief in Allah. Because if you say that you believe in God and God has told you that anything you want I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to me and I will answer. دعوني أستجب لكم. لأن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. So all of these things where Allah is telling you أنت بس أؤمر وأنا جاهز. وتوكل. بس when you don't believe that you can, it's not believing in what Allah promised you.
خلص إذا أنت you believe it is your belief.
But do you agree?
خلص. And I agree totally لأنه هلا اصلا الانسان المؤمن خلينا نحكي عن المؤمن
ماما صوتك اذا انا قاعده هون ومش سامعتك I'm here and I can't hear you
قصدي الانسان المؤمن اذا اذا انت مؤمن عشان هيك بتقوم مثلا بتتوضى وبتصلي لو انت مش مؤمن ليش قايم تتوضى وتصلي
She's saying if you're a true believer you're going to get up and you're going to make wudu and pray if you don't believe anyway why would you even get up and make wudu and pray
بالضبط فat least في نقطه
there are people that pray that don't believe that they can succeed الحكي السلف توك نيجاتيف إحنا كنا هيك. We were one of these people.
Yeah, معناته كان our belief, our إيمان little.
Yeah, the faith was little. I agree.
Yeah.
Hmm. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying people who, I find it very hard to understand this, the people who claim to believe in Allah but don't believe in themselves, it's a lack of belief in Allah because Allah promised you everything. زي ما حكيت, ادعوني أستجب لكم لأن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. So many promises.
Yeah, but it depends, ليلى. يعني مين كان اللي معلمه كيف العلاقة بتكون مع الله? Who taught him how to pray, how to believe in himself? في كتير ناس عندهم, they went through a lot in their lives.
Yeah, I agree. I know.
You know.
But this is why we say this, because even if I was going through a lot in my life and then I heard Sheikh Hamza Yusuf say something like this and it صحصحتني where I was like, yeah, هذا مني مش من الله.
That's why.
So this is why I say this. And I always say this podcast, I'm not really sharing anything new.
Yeah.
Every now and then I have a, oh my God, I thought of this. But I always say, I'm just repeating what I learned that helped me.
بالضبط. You see, you said I heard someone said something new.
That's why I say this, because maybe someone hears this and goes like, yeah, Allah did promise that I can.
Yeah, عشان هيك أنا عم بقول لك at least. الواحد ينتبه شو بيسمع كل يوم. لمين بيسمع. إذا هو عن جد بده يطور حاله.
Yeah, but mommy, we're talking about two different things now. كنا ببوينت, نعطينا على بوينت تاني.
Yeah, بس أنا قصدي على هاي النقطة. إنه أنت عملتي إشي حتى لو هالقد, إنه حاولتي تسمعي ناس لأنه حسيتي في شي غلط بحياتك نفسك تغيري.
But the people who listen to, so she's saying that I went out of my way to listen to certain people because I wanted to change and better my life. But the people who listen to this, God bless them, it's because they want to do better and be better.
So we're just paying it forward. حتى اللي بيسمعوا لك أو الفانس تبعينك, ليه عم بسمعوا لك؟ في إشي.
Yeah, they have a want inside of them. Subhanallah, you know, it's true. A lot of my followers, there's a few of them, Sanida, Jood, Aisha, just people that randomly messaged me and Maryam, and we just became friendly and friends. Subhanallah, they have this thing in them where they're just like, خلص, I'm over life not being good. I just, I want that change, and it has to come from me.
بالضبط.
And subhanAllah, they really resonate. And even if I say something that upsets them a little, they'll message me and they'll be like, you know, this kind of shook me, or this kind of really made me depressed, but then I thought about it, and you're right. And it, so, or they'll go listen to another Sheikh Hamza Yusuf or someone else, or read a book, and they'll be like, it made a lot of sense. So it's really a blessing, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. حتى أنا بآمن إن
Mommy, I believe
إنه الإنسان لازم يعني to
بس بوس I will hurt you.
شو عم بيعمل؟
عم بتعضعد الكيبل.
No 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 no.
Oh bless you baby. So beautiful.
Anyways, what else? Tell me what.
Another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. Who has been the biggest influence in your life? Lulu, طبعاً. Obviously.
طب قبل لولو, before لولو.
Before لولو. It could be before we were born or after we were born. But who was the biggest influence in your life?
شوفي أنا, I used to love لما كنت صغيرة songs وmovies وهيك أشياء.
Okay. Yeah, you are very artistic.
Yeah. كنت كتير كتير I used to love فيروز و
أم كلثوم.
أم كلثوم وعبد الحليم, وباي ذا واي كتير في كلمات من السونجز ليركس تبعهم الليركس تبعهم بيعلم.
So you're saying you used to love أم كلثوم and فيروز and عبد الحليم حافظ and their lyrics were very teaching.
Yeah.
So they music was the biggest influence in your life as a kid.
Yeah.
I believe that. So yeah. My mom used to be a singer, an actress, and a, I don't know what you call it, an artist when you play musical instruments. She played the piano, the violin, and the flute, which was very random. And she instilled that musical delicacy in my siblings and I. And she was on her way to become very, very famous, actually. She's been in plays and stuff like that, and TV series. But then she stopped because back in the day, it was a different, like, culture and tradition was different, and she got married and stuff. Even though Baba did want you to continue.
Yeah.
But you were a great mama. You just, trust, you were made, it's like Shireen,
I chose
made to have a child.
To have a family. Aunt.
Yeah.
But in a way, you can learn from everything, from
but
a song.
But tell us how music influenced you.
احكي
بالعربي. Speak in Arabic, I'll translate.
Okay, I'll tell you. To have this relationship مع المusician وال وتروحي every day على المدرسة تبعت الميوزك وتسمعي وتطلعي how they practice وhow we interact مع بعض. بهاي الفترة كنت أحس إني أنا from another world. مش حتى بس أروح على بيتنا أو عند قرايبنا أو هيك أحس إنه أوه أنا بعالم تاني. لأنه في الحكي قليل والميوزك كتير. وهذا إشي بيخليك ما تركز بالمشاكل الواقع والحياة الريل لايف.
It's like a positive outlet. I get it. Okay, but how did that? So that's how it was the biggest influence in your life. Ah, okay, I understand. So she's saying because she used to go to a musical school and she used to train and then meet other people in the school and whatever. It allowed her. She felt like she was in a different world and it allowed her to have an outlet.
وفي a point كمان إنه ال events اللي كنا نعملها, the events اللي كنا we used to do at theater. ونعزف قدام الناس وهي شغلة كتير.
The performance, of course, yeah. I think the training and the discipline, it's very different. People who master an art, it's the discipline is crazy.
Yeah, sometimes to play يعني قطعة واحدة من اللي ممكن تقعدي تتمرني 6 شهور.
Yeah. She's saying basically sometimes just to play a small piece of music, you would train for at least 6 months. I agree. Yeah. That's nice, mommy.
فهذا itself, it's a challenge.
So you think that positively influenced you?
Of course, لأنه كمان الناس لازم يكون عندها تحديات كل يوم challenges.
Yeah, she's saying people need to have challenges every this day, but the healthy challenges
builds you.
It does build you. I agree. Yeah. I agree, mommy.
You become stronger. أنت كمان. هلا حكي لنا عن اللي عم تعملي.
Yeah, but I know what I'm doing now. It's different. But what has it's saying? Who has been? It's actually crazy. The question was who has been the biggest influence in your life.
هلا
but
أنت
you know what? You answered it. You answered in a different way. In your case, it wasn't a person. I keep biting my lip. In your case, it was an experience. Yeah. And I understand. It wasn't a person. My answer is very predictable. I want to know if people are going to know what I'm going to say. I'm going to give people like 10 seconds to try to guess what I'm going to say. Guess what I'm going to say. Who has been the biggest influence in my life? واضحة. No.
استني. لازم أنا أعرف صح.
It's the... guys, if you've been here, you should know.
Allah.
Yeah. God and the Prophet, alayhi salatu salam. Rasul, alayhi salatu salam, has been, is, and always will be the biggest influence in my life. I love him min nus albi. The way he lived his life, his teachings, this beautiful religion that he's gifted us with. Everything about his life, to me, is just miraculous. It's so humbling to even be lucky enough to have been born a Muslim, let alone be able to learn about it as an adult now and willingly just want to go and learn. But biggest, yeah, of course, I love him.
The last year, hi,
the Prophet, yeah, absolutely. And then if I want to say who min his students, اللي حوالينا, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
Yeah.
بعشقه. كتير بحبه. يا الله هزل من النور, the light in his face, النور اللي بوجهه, his sermons, the way he talks, because he speaks so eloquently and such proper English, and then his Arabic is just as good as his English. بحكي عربي أحسن, يعني أنا Jordanian Palestinian, مولودة بحكي عربي, بحكي عربي أحسن مني.
Yeah.
يعني he's phenomenal. وفصحة هيك بهيبة. I love that.
دائما إحنا منحب اللي بيخلينا نتغير للأحسن. Yeah.
He was such a positive influence in my life, and it's the one thing where, so even I was telling Zimo لما رحنا نتغدى أول يوم إجا, remember, and I was saying, he was saying about one person he knows, he's like, oh, they live a beautiful life, mashallah, I like that. And I was just saying, you have to find the people whose life you want to emulate. You have to find the people who you look at and you're like, oh, I like what they've done. I respect what they've built. I appreciate all that they've achieved. And those are the people you have to emulate and strive to become, because there's a sense of humility. There is a sense of self-reflection. And then there's also a healthy dose of jealousy where it's like, I love that for them. وَاللَّهِ يَزِيدْهُمْ خَيْرُ بَرَكَةٍ مِنْ هُونَ لَأَبَدِ الْعَبِدِينَ. But I also want that for me. وَالدِّنِي كِبِيرُ وَبَتْسَعَ الْكُلِ. So أنا with Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, I look at him and I'm like, بستحي. Because he's so good that it makes me want to be better. And these are the type of people I really want in my life in اليوم وطالع.
Just you تحب to influence people بنفس الطريقة أن يكون عندك this effect.
I mean, yeah, now that I have a platform and I have an audience, of course I want people to be positively influenced. لأنه who knows how long we have on this earth. I will not leave this earth having left a horrible impact. It will never happen. So if one person says أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله because of this podcast, if one person بيقوم بتوضى وبيصلي because of this podcast, if one person remembers Allah just because of this podcast, I did my job وزيادة. I will have left just a grain of sand that is positive on this earth before I leave. Because every generation that comes leaves this dunya worse off than it was before us. And I refuse to leave this earth worse off than when I entered. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
I will never do it.
وأكتر شيء على فكرة الواحد بيكون مبسوط عليه إنه يشوف غير حد حياة حدا أو خلاه بحياته
إيجابية,
مش بس إيجابي, مبسوط.
She's saying it's a very it's the best thing in the world when you influence someone's life or you leave them happier than when you join them. I agree. But أنا, to me, you know, subhanAllah, with this podcast and everything, I really don't think it's me. I don't even think about it too much because I don't want to ask يا ربي لي أنا. I'm just like, God, you chose me for whatever amount of time you allow me to do this, I will do it. But if I do it, I will do it properly. Which means I'm unapologetically Muslim. يعني لما بحكي إني مسلمة أنا مسلمة. لما بحكي, this is something مثلاً كتير بحبه بCandice Owens. She's unapologetically Christian. ما بتستحي. أنا مسيحية أكيد. طبوا راسكم بالحيط
لأنه هذا هي
وهذا هي أنا. بس شفتي she's a Christian who positively influenced me. She loves her religion so much. Candace Owens is so in love with Jesus Christ yeah. that I was like, you know what? I will also be unapologetically Muslim. I love my Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام so much that I will just like mention him at every possible chance. And I've been invited places, by the way, to join a show or a podcast or whatever where they've told me I can't mention God or the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And I was like, you guys can kick rocks. I will never come on a show where I'm not allowed to praise him. Yeah. Never. It's just never going to happen. Okay. Ooh, mommy, this is a good question. I think I know what your answer is going to be. What are you most proud of?
Most into.
I knew it. You're going to see your kids. Why? Because it was touch and go when I was a teenager. ما كانش في proud of.
يعني شوفي teenage phase هاي بتكون a little difficult.
We went to the Giving Family last Sunday. And oh, by the way, guys, Happy New Year! It's the new year. We're here. Today's January 4th, Saturday, January 4th. But we went to the Giving Family last Sunday, the last Sunday of the year. And God bless, so many people came up to mom and were just like praising her for like having me and alhamdulillah. And they just asked my mom things like, you know, how did you do it? And my mom would just be like, jananatna. She drove me crazy. And I did. I drove you guys crazy until I calmed
after
down.
What we've been through, I'm so proud of you. Of your sister, of your brother.
Yeah, God bless.
This is a bless.
Yeah, it is.
And you?
What am I most proud of?
Yes. I think you should be proud of yourself.
I don't know if proud is a right word to use, but if I had to say what I'm most proud of, honestly, it's my unwillingness to let go of God. Because this dunya has really tested us. I've been thrown really a big test. Mm. And we've been thrown left, right, and center into a storm, under a typhoon, under a maverick. It's just, it's been so much tumbling and falling into an abyss. But especially this past year, my unwillingness, I have been relentless in my pursuit of Allah. And if I have to say one thing that I'm proud of, it would be that. But I don't even know if pride is the right word, because even that, I credit Allah that He's allowed me to be relentless in my pursuit of Him. But if I had to say one thing, it's that. And I will say one thing. Allah ma farasha alay, illa lama hatat idi bido. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
That means God did not open doors for me and give me money and success and even a great relationship with my family and beautiful friends, mitl Sar al Agroubi, until I was like, you know what? Enough of this dunya. I want you. When I was just laser focused on God, everything changed. And I was telling Zimo, and subhanAllah, he said his friend told him the same thing. Zimo's my brother. I was telling him a few days ago, I was like, if I ever take a step back from Allah, that's it. I don't think I'll survive it. I think he'll take everything away from me. And Zimo was saying, if God put this feeling in your heart, it's for a reason, and listen to it. And subhanAllah, 2 days later, his friend told him the same thing. It's either you're with Allah or you're not. You can't keep tiptoeing, because there's a certain limit to when God is like, it's okay, you're going through something. It's okay, you're back and forth and you're wavering with me. It's okay. But when He puts in your soul the way He did in mine, that's it, I cannot take a step back from Him. I just need to keep going forward with Him. If I take a step back, I know He will take everything away from me.
Allah بتمهل علينا. بتمهل علينا.
في
ناس احيانا بتفكر الله زينا هيك انه يلا خلص قلت له لا الله اذا بتعملي هالشيء اي بروميس يو اني حوقف سموكينج او هيك شيء اوكي بتمهل عليك بس انتبه انت مع مين عم تتعامل مع الذات الالهيه يعني
100% she's reiterating what I've said that God is patient with you God is so patient with you. And He's so understanding beyond the point that we can even fathom of you're wavering with Him and you're back and forth with Him and you're negotiating and you're gambling and you're tit for tat and all of that we do with God.
For granted,
absolutely. يعني. But that's what I'm saying. By the grace of God, He put this feeling in my heart من هلا. So I just know I can't take a step back from Him anymore. That's it. It's never going to happen. خلص. انتهى. Like come hell or high water, I am focused on Allah.
So إذا إجا حدا قال لك شو الادفايس اللي بتعطيني إياه لحتى أسير مثلك مثلا؟ مثلا
advice to become like me, I would don't become like me. Don't, استغفر الله, don't become like me, go be yourself. But I understand to find God and want to تهدي and be these things. I said it on Love in Dubai. God in the Quran says, إذا سألك عبدي عني فإني قريب استجيب
أجيب
استغفر الله نسيتها.
دعوة الداعي إذا دعا.
دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. I'm so sorry, I forgot it, my brain. إذا سألك عبدي عني إن فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. Yes, it means if, why am I, ليه عم بترب؟
ما بعرف
جهاني. خل الله ترب. Okay, basically, إذا سألك عبدي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. It means if my عبد, my slave asks you about me, tell them I am near. I answer when called upon through prayer. And this is Allah's promise to us. And this is the best piece of advice I could give anyone. Call him. He's near. He will change your life. No, but he will change your life in ways you cannot even imagine. Anything you want, he will do for you. But you need to take one step towards him. And he comes running towards you. Running. And I've seen it. I've taken a micro step towards him. He's showered me with blessings beyond my wildest dreams. So I will run to him.
Yeah.
That's the best advice. Oh, I love God so much. Oh, mommy, what do you think is the key to a happy and fulfilling life?
Rida.
Rida. Content. We have the same answer.
Content.
الرضا means to be content. That means anything you say alhamdulillah. Anything you're happy with.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. هاي أشياء تعلمناها من إحنا وصغار دائما قول الحمدلله.
So she's saying these are things she learned as a child, that to always say alhamdulillah. بس إمتى صرت تطبقيها? When did you start applying it to yourself?
Always. Always.
Really?
Always.
You think you've always been راضية?
الرضا مش دائما, احنا بشر. بس always say alhamdulillah. Train yourself to say this word.
I agree.
Alhamdulillah. شكرا يا رب. شكرا كثير يا رب.
Yeah.
حكي معه. Talk to him. Tell him thank you.
Yeah.
سبحان الله. I feel كلمة thank you open doors.
Yeah. Of course. لأن شكرتم لأزيدنكم.
حتى قلبك بيفتح.
100%.
وبتخفف. كتير حتى لو انت تعبان.
You know, I agree. I think there's something so beautiful about the word, the word, excuse me, alhamdulillah. I cannot say it and not smile. I cannot say it and not feel مثل العسل على قلبي. It's like a balm to a wound.
Yeah, هون we circle back لأول إشي لما كنا عم نقول قد ايه الكلام.
The words you speak become your house you live in. Absolutely. And that's why لأن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. It's when you really understand that. بس الحمد لله على كل شيء. And I was thinking about this the other day. And I'm sure this has been said before. But if I just had to say to God, thank you and الحمد لله على كل نفس أخذته من أول من ولدت, رح أحكي الحمد لله من هون لأموت.
الحمد لله.
بس تعرف كل كلمة رح أحكيها رح تكون الحمد لله.
دايما بيقولوا قول شكرا, بس مش بالكلام بس.
بالأكشن.
كنت أفكر كيف يعني بالأكشن. يعني don't complain.
Yeah.
Say thank you, no but.
She's saying الحمد لله is not just with words but through actions. And she was thinking like how do I show it through actions? And she's saying now don't complain. I agree, but I also think embodying it. If I, you know, I don't like to reference the book The Secret, but when I read The Secret as a kid, and it said to just go say alhamdulillah about, or just in their case thank you, give gratitude, but for us it's alhamdulillah, and just go say alhamdulillah for everything. I swear I walked around the house in Amman saying alhamdulillah for every little thing around the house. I think maybe 2-3 hours went by and I barely covered the living room, and that day it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh my God. And by the way, mind you, this is when we had nothing. We had no money. We had no happiness, because even ihna, we were so, each one of us was so depressed and sad and not in a good place. But Adi, Mama, I always say this. We don't talk about personal things, but we reference feelings or phases. Fa'ad. I mean, you, Mama, obviously every family has been through like some hard times. Because I think we've been through some really intense tests.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to mention them personally, but you and I know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just about the sentiment of like, yeah, obviously we've had days where it's like, dinya soda. I don't see it ever getting better. Of course we've had those days, but look at us now.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. What do you think is the key to a happy and fulfilling life? Yeah, rida, of course.
Yeah, akid.
Of course, rida, rida, rida. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Nothing is more important. Rida. Oh my God, rida. You know, I love it. I love it.
تعرفي إيش كمان بيخليك كتير مبسوط؟ To give.
Oh yeah.
To donate. To
you know, Sheikh Hamza. Good. Can I say something? Sheikh Hamza. No, sorry, I interrupted you. Continue.
No,
and then
it's
I'll
okay.
Say. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm done.
About the giving, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf said this once. He said that nothing brings joy like helping others yeah. and giving to others. And he said no one helped others more than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and no one was happier than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And I feel it when I'm able to give and I'm so humbled and I just go cry to Allah, thank you for blessing me in order to be able to give back to others, just to leave this world better off than I entered it. It is the feeling that makes me see Allah in everything.
Yeah, anything. At least smile. تضحك بوش الناس.
Smiling is the
catch. في شغلة هون حلوة كتير بدبي. الناس بتضحكوا لبعض.
بتضحكوا لبعض.
كتير حبيت.
I remember when I was young and we went to King's Academy before I got kicked out. But when it was, I forgot what it was called. There's a word for it. But it was the introduction weekend. There's a word for it. I forgot it. And we were sitting at a table with one of the professors, teachers, and we smiled and said, nice to meet you and thank you. And she looked at you so surprised, like your children are so polite and so well behaved and so well raised. And Shireen and I were shocked that because we were smiling and saying thank you, that she was so surprised. We were so used to that being the norm. But apparently, that's crazy to me. That's actually crazy to me. Okay. Ooh, let's see. I want to see. There are so many questions, but I want to find a good one. 37 minutes. That's not bad, mommy. Mama, these cats are having a party. Aw, these are cute. Can I ask you about your childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite childhood memory?
When I used to sing in the choir.
Yeah.
الإيفنتات تبعت end of the year theater.
Yeah, you just loved anything musical.
Yes.
You were in your element, yeah. For sure.
We used to live in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
مدرسة الرهبات.
Mm.
كان كتير دائما في إيفنتات وأشياء
حلوة. Yeah, it was very eventful. Yeah, yeah.
هيك يعني.
I love that, mommy.
Yeah. أنتي.
It's a very specific one. It was in Adib compound. I don't know why this is my favorite memory.
Yeah, in Saudi.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia. It involves dad. when we were in Adib compound, you remember the kitchen and there was the pantry, lejoua. So wait, let me. This is going to sound unbelievable, but it's believable, okay? Bear with, because this is a true story. This actually happened. When I was younger, my dad had gotten two mason jars, and he boiled rice and put boiled rice or steamed rice in both mason jars. He put sticky notes on each one, one with a heart and one with a broken heart, tamam? And he put it on the top shelf where we couldn't reach it. I was about 10, 11 years old at this time. And every day, mitl fard as-salah. He would pick me up and he would put me at eye level with both jars. And he would point at the one with a full heart on it. And he's like, tell it you love it. And at first I'd be like, huh, I love you. He'd be like, no, I need you to mean it with emotion. Like, this is your brother. Just tell it you love it. And with the one with the broken heart, I need you to feel hatred and tell it you hate it. And this went on for what seemed to be about a few weeks. And qasaman bidin Allah. And the one with the heart stayed fresh and white and zayilful.
Yeah,
and the one
true.
With the broken heart, mold and rot, affanat. And this, and it was just so he shows us, look at what your feelings and your words and your actions, what the results that it gives you.
I believe in بحسب إيمانك بحسب شعورك بحسب كلامك بيكون إلك. هذا نصيبك.
But
أنت نصيبك بتعمله.
But literally the words I say to people then can rot them from the inside out, especially when people are so new into this world or naive or weak or sensitive or. And that's why we become hardened over time, or we become meaner or nicer or whatever. Because if you keep telling someone you hate it, they will rot from the inside out.
أكيد, أكيد.
And if you tell someone you love them, they bloom.
Yeah.
Bloom.
خاصة لما يكون consistent. يعني constantly.
Yeah, but that's constantly. My favorite memory, because it was one of the first times, I was so young, I was 10, and it was one of the first times that I learned a grown-up lesson. It's a big boy lesson, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was so young, but by the grace of God, it's even if I forgot it as a teenager or I didn't apply it, it was embedded in my bones, like khalas, mm-hmm. which is why now went back to it.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely my favorite memory.
Yeah. شوفي كمان.
Favorite memory? No, خلص خلص خلص
خلص.
Does it, you want a memory with you?
No. Yeah, why not?
You want a memory with you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It's a silly, silly memory. It's so stupid, but it's one of my favorites. We were inside compound, and randomly, you just put on your abaya. You and I went and took the bus, and we went to Rashid Mall,
yeah.
and we just walked around alone, and then we went to Cinnabon, اللي كان فوق تتذكري اللي مسكر كان. And we just had Cinnabon and stuff. And we came home and it was just you and me. And there was no fighting. And there was no loud noises.
Yeah.
And there was no one bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, it was like an escape. It was one of those days where I was like, wow.
Yeah.
بس كنا لحالنا.
أنا حتى كتير أحياناً بقول مش شرط الناس لما أو العيلة لما يطلع مع بعض يضلوا يحكوا. حتى لو قعدوا شوي ساكتين مش غلط.
100%. Yeah, she's saying about, you don't have to always be speaking. You can absolutely, I think the people who are the best people to have around are the ones you could potentially just sit in silence with.
أكيد.
For sure. Okay. يلا. What were some of the things that scared you as a child? لا بس أبيسو إحنا ونكزاجر لا.
Okay, أنت أول وبعدين أنا. You first.
Me? What were some of the things that scared me as a child? Everything scared me as a child. I was such a broken, weak, scared child. More so than usual. I understand that there's a level of fear or apprehension that a child has, but also simultaneously children are quite spontaneous and adventurous and have this lust for life. I was terrified of everything around me. I was like a cracked vase, just, and I would have crumbled. It was a very, very difficult childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know that I had seen a horror movie as a kid and it messed me up. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Just, we went through a lot. That we went through a lot. It was a very hard time. Guys, I love you, but this is insane.
Party?
Yeah. What scared you the most as a child?
Anna, I used to see dreams.
Really?
I remember that a friend of my
لا,
dad.
لا, mama, استني, بس أبيسو. آه, حبيبي, a friend of your dad.
My dad, he used to live in, I think, Dubai. We were in Abu Dhabi. He passed away.
Oh, الله يرحمه.
Yeah. بتذكر إنه, I remember إنه I had a dream about him. He said to me, go tell your dad. He called me. At telephone.
Yeah.
And he said, go tell your dad I'm disappointed. Why he didn't came to my 40. I was 6 years old.
Wow.
I went to my mom. I said, I had this nightmare.
Yeah.
My dad's friend, he came to me and he said he said. And she said, oh my God, today is الأربعين تبعه.
يعني إلو 40 يوم متوفي.
بس it blew my mind.
لأنه because how could someone
I didn't know
40.
I didn't know what did it mean. إنه يعني to يكون في 40.
Yeah, it was 40 days since he passed. I understand. Wow.
After that, يعني حسيت حالي إني ما بدي أنام. I don't want to sleep.
Wow. That was your scariest memory as a child. SubhanAllah. Yeah. Wow. Can I tell you something, Mom, since I have you here and these cats are driving me crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you don't understand. They're just like chasing each other and playing around the table. Ah, bismillah. I want to say something, you know? A lot of the times I've done videos when I first started this podcast where I would say, no matter what happens, you don't have anything to forgive your parents for. They gave you life. They're the reason you're even sitting and complaining about your horrible mom or horrible dad. And people got so angry. No, there are some parents out there that abuse their children. Because, you know, a lot of my audience is also from America where they're psychotic there. Not that we don't have our fair share of issues in our regions, but no, alhamdulillah, I also am for disciplining your kids. I think the best thing you guys did was like a little slap here and there. Tribena. But I really had this, I don't know when it happened. I don't. But I just had this moment where I kind of had to inkir zati, which means deny myself and my ego, and just recognize that my parents are a whole human with a whole history, with a whole childhood, with all this baggage and all these memories and all these issues and all this heartbreak and happy moments and sad moments and also their personal battles that they're fighting. And then when I looked at you as, oh, my mom's just a six-year-old baby girl who wants a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And I saw you in that light, it just allowed me to soften my heart more and then just want to treat you like a little girl in some ways.
Mm.
And I swear it changed. I healed myself by viewing you that way and fixing our relationship that way.
Alhamdulillah, hay ni'mah.
It is. And I know it's hard sometimes for people to understand because they're like, no matter what I do for my mom, it's not okay. Oh, my dad's just horrible. And I get it. In some extreme cases, it's different. But in the case where it's applicable, you just kind of need to inkir zatak, deny yourself, and just recognize that your parents just a child waiting for a little present from mommy and daddy. Yeah. I really believe it.
بعد قليلة ماما الهيلثي بيرنتس أعطوا أكتر إشي بيقدروا أكيد.
But by viewing you as such, I've allowed you to be a better mom. Because you could be a good mom, but if I don't allow you to be, and I just view you as the devil, it doesn't matter. You're going to be a bad mom in my eyes, you know, in anyone's. But when I was like, okay, just allow her to be the best mom she can be.
I wish إنه ناس يسمعوكي إذا relationship.
It's one of the things I get the most about my mom, my dad, and I've been because they'll message me or even comment or whatever. It's easy for you to say when you have such a great mom and dad, and obviously you've never been through anything.
If it's easy for you, it's easy for
but
her.
No, you're not listening to me, mommy. I said they'll make a comment like, "Oh, it's so easy when you've never had bad parents and you've always been great." And I'm like, "No. My parents and I did not have a good relationship growing up. We've been through some very, very hard times. We didn't have money. It wasn't always easy. في أيام كنا حندبح بعض. Yeah, there were days we all wanted to like rip each other's eyes out and hair. Obviously, this is the family. Okay. But also, we went through some really, really hard times as a family. But it is when individually we all woke up and we're like, we're tired of not being a good family. Let's just meet each other halfway.
Yeah,
but it took a lot of work. But now because we talk so easily and we laugh and I do the podcast with dad, people just think like, oh, it's been always been amazing. So that's why. And then they keep going like, no, but my dad's different. You don't get it. No, I get it. I hated my dad growing up. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a lot of effort from both sides.
صحيح.
ويشهد الله that as a child, there are certain transgressions you have to forgive your parents for, even if they are not sorry for it. And it's not for them, it's for you. Because they could die, you could lose contact with them, but you need to move on and not carry that into your future relationships with your partner and your children and your marriage, and you do it for you.
طبعاً.
Even if they are not sorry. It is the one time where I will say, even if your parents aren't sorry, forgive them. It does you so much good. So much good. Adi, I know there are things dad's not sorry for, but I still forgive him.
Yeah.
You know? But mommy, no, you're amazing.
Yeah, I'm always telling. أتعرفي شو؟ أنا بالنسبة لي, for me, it's okay to say sorry.
Yeah.
لأولادك.
Yeah, of course. It's
relax, you have to.
She's saying it's okay to apologize to your kids as a parent. Yeah. I agree.
From your heart, come on.
I agree. Because we only had this conversation once, but the one time you just said sorry.
أكيد.
It was so healing. أكيد. And to me, it was like خلاص. And we never brought it up again.
Yeah.
But I'm just like خلاص. Because also, I realized that sometimes children want the parents to continuously say sorry, but that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
So you just had to say it once, and I had to accept it. And then that's it. We don't bring it up anymore.
Yeah.
But if you keep bringing it up, that's just هدزل. You're degrading the person in front of you.
طبعا.
You know? Anyway. Let's see, what else, mommy? Ooh. No, I can't. I can't ask you this. These are very Americano questions.
It's okay.
No, who was your first kiss? These are very American questions.
My first kiss, your dad.
I know. Aw, mommy, I love you.
Love you too.
This is a good question. What were some of the things you struggled with in your 20s and 30s? Hello, mind you, you were married in your 20s at 22, 24?
Struggled with anxiety.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Anxiety.
How did your anxiety manifest? How did it manifest itself? How did it appear in your life?
Hello, it was there before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
It grew more
mm-hmm.
after I got kids.
Of course.
Ooh, I didn't know how to
control
cope.
It. Yeah, or cope. Ooh.
How to cope with it. I think the prayer helped me a lot. لما كنت أصلي.
Yeah.
Sometimes, هيك كل إشي وجع عندي أروح أشكي لله كتير ساعدني.
She said every pain she had, she went and confided in Allah.
Yeah. بصراحة أنا ما عندي إشي أحتاني أحكي غير إني كنت أروح لالله وأحكي معه.
So that's how you coped with your anxiety.
كتير ساعدني.
Okay.
كتير.
That's what helped you.
Yeah.
Yeah. سبحان الله.
أنت احكي عن the struggles كمان.
Well, I'm not 30 yet. I turned 30 in March. But I think my biggest struggle in my 20s. Eh?
To be
independent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's my self-worth. Mm-hmm. My biggest struggle in my 20s was my self-worth. I didn't think I was worth squat. Truly.
Yeah.
I thought I was worthless. My self-talk was incredibly horrendous. Every decision I took, every move I made in life just reiterated how worthless I thought I was, because I found myself in the worst positions. Not even found myself, I put myself in the worst positions. I befriended the worst kind of people. I just kept putting myself in situations to reinforce how worthless I felt, just to go and then cry to myself like, oh, see, you are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just, honestly, that's a hoax. That's a victim mentality that, by the grace of Allah, I snapped out of, because if he thinks I'm worth something, then I am worth something. And it's just, شئت أم أبيت غصب عني, I am worth something, because he put me here for a reason.
أكيد.
And that needed to switch up real fast in my head, because it made my 20s far more difficult than they needed to be. Alhamdulillah, grateful for everything, because it made me the person I am today. But worthlessness is a poison. And it's a poison that creeps up real slow.
So do you believe?
And it festers in every aspect of your life. It's really testing.
Do you believe in Allah has a plan for each one of us?
Of course.
وعشان هيك sometimes when we go through.
See, with this, I don't know, because religiously, عنا مكتوب. وعنا إنه في أشياء مكتوبة من ربنا. بس كمان ربنا أعطاك حرية الاختيار. That means religiously we have مكتوب, things that are just decreed and destined from Allah. But Allah has given you also the ability to choose. So it's a fine dance and line that we go through. But I think this is why we pray, and this is why we deliberately try to be better people, and this is why we have Sunnah Allah Rasul alayhi salatu salam to follow, because it is a life hack, our book, our Quran. It's just a way to get through this dunya in the best way possible.
Light لحياتنا أنه
نور للحياة. Of course it is an absolute light, I agree. But do I think مكتوب, I think this is also the test. Perhaps everything is مكتوب, and your test while you're here is just to get to that point of رضا. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because I'll tell you something, one thing that made my life so much easier was letting go and letting God. When I just let go of certain things where I'm like, this is in Allah's realm. Ana rah atwakkal ala Allah. There is nothing, my hands are tied. There is nothing that I can do with this. I can just pray, say alhamdulillah, have the unwavering yaqeen.
Do good.
Have the unwavering yaqeen in Allah that he will make this work in my favor. وفي أشياء والله, I have just written it off. And no, this is in Allah's realm. This belongs to God. Ana ma khasni. But there are things like, إذا توكلت على الله, it means I don't think about it anymore. I don't have anxiety. ما بيخطر عبالي. If this is in God's realm, this is in God's realm. I just have to sit back and just be in a state of gratitude so that it comes to me.
Yeah.
But this is the thing people need to learn. Like the things that you let go and let go.
What?
Let go and let God.
Let God.
It yeah. literally means there are some things you just need to write off. And this is in God's column. Yeah. This is in His realm. Yeah. I agree.
And wait His irade.
You know, yeah. Yeah, everything that's ever happened to me has been just been a blessing from God. I reflect on things that He has not given me and how He gave them to me later on in life in an even better way. And I swear I laugh at myself. How ungrateful I was. How impatient I was.
Fear.
How scared fear. I was, absolutely. But I see things now and I swear I almost shake in disbelief that thank you for not giving me my way. And thank you for doing it your way. And I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, alhamdulillah, uradi. Like, I don't get anxious about life anymore. Because I trust God, truly. I just, I don't know. Anxiety is not welcome in my house anymore. It's the most tiring thing in the world. It's crippling. And it is not welcome in my home anymore. Because Allah is welcome in my home only.
Good decision, good.
Yeah, best decision.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost at an hour, mommy.
Yay.
Yay. I think Razim will hell and I am.
Yeah, it's okay.
And yeah. All righty, let's wrap it up with one more question. Yeah, لازم أخلص الساعة, mommy. Don't look at me like that.
لا لأنه طلعت على الساعة 21:21.
Let's see, mommy. Questions about being a mom. What was it like becoming a mom? Mommy, no, you can yeah. look at your phone.
Yeah, of course.
What was it like becoming a mom?
It's أحسن شيء, the best thing could happen to a woman.
Mm.
To be a mom.
Mm.
You will know it when you be a mom.
Inshallah, one day.
Yeah. دائما أنا بقولها, always I say this, إنه أنت بتكون شخص, بتكوني إشي, وبعد ما تصيري مام بتصيري شخص تاني.
Yeah, I've heard this before. So what was it like when you became a mom? What was the feeling you had?
حدا جديد معنا بالبيت. Cute.
Very cute. I am the eldest.
Cute. هذا الريجولر لايف والنوم والقومة كله بيتغير.
Everything changes. Yeah, yeah. Waking up, going to sleep, the schedules. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. أنت وزوجك هيك عندكم إشي صغير خايفين عليه, تهتموا فيه مع بعض.
Yeah.
وعم بتشوفه عم بيكبر قدامك كل يوم.
Is my hair being messy? Yeah.
عم تشوف هذا البني آدم. بتصير على فكرة كتير.
ماما أنجلي.
هيك مش عارف كيف احيا, انه بتصير تحس قديش اهلك كانوا.
Oh, you start understanding your parents more. Yeah,
بالضبط. شو يعني family?
Yeah,
بلش هيك تو.
Yeah, you start
تفتح اشياء.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's nice.
كتير اشياء بحياتك بتتغير, كنت بتعملها بطل تعملها.
Yeah, she's saying a lot of things in your life change, things you used to do you don't do things. But how did it feel to become a mama? Were you happy? Were you scared?
أكيد. Happy, أكيد. Scared, مش على حالك على البيبي.
Scared on the, yeah. Were we best friends?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah. خاصة لما تكون بنت, يعني بتاخديها معك على السوق, بتاخديها معك زيارة وكل إشي يعني.
I love that.
Yeah. تحب تجيبي لها أواعي حلوين.
Yeah.
تكونوا معزومين, كنتوا عيد ميلاد نعد.
I mean, the best way I can understand it now, just with the experiences that I've had in life so far, is being an older sister. Because بيجوا الأولاد بعدك, and like after me, there was Shireen and Zimo.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think I was a good older sister. Shireen and Zimo say I was.
Yeah.
But to me, the closest thing to motherhood I felt is, you know, having younger siblings. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the same thing, but I loved being an older sibling. I love it. I think it's one of the questions I get a lot of, you know, being an older sibling and the parents put so much pressure on you. And I really laugh when people say this to me. I'm like, it's such a blessing that you're the eldest child. Allah made you the eldest for a reason, because you are the person they will look up to. Your mistakes, your faults, your vices, your virtues, everything. Even if you don't think they emulate you, your siblings will emulate you. And you have to lead by example. I think God made me the eldest for a reason. And I love my siblings. I love being the eldest. I love being the person they come to, the person they seek advice from, the person who is now able to give back to them and do right by them. I'm so grateful to Allah. Everything God does to you is on purpose. It is not a mistake. So me being the eldest is on purpose. It is not a mistake.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about now. I'm just saying in general. I think I was much worse when I was younger. Because obviously, everyone's going through their own things. But I love being an elder sibling. You're asking me if I'm excited to be a mom and have kids? Yeah. Inshallah, one day, if it's written for me,
yeah,
I would. I think people should get married, and I think people should have kids. Yeah. And I think one of the worst demonic agendas is this pushing of people not to get married and not to have children and not to create that beautiful, beautiful family, and pushing for divorce and pushing for all of that. I think that Satan is having a hoot and a half. I think being married is a blessing. I think having a family is a blessing. Of course, it's what it is, absolutely what Allah wants. And that's why I say it's demonic, that it is the opposite that remains prevalent in today's society.
Allah بحب العيلة, of course he does. العيلة وبحب يكملوا مع بعض.
Yeah, because you always told me this. God will really smite the person who separates a family unit.
أكيد.
Of course.
أكيد.
Of course. It's so incredibly devious and devilish. And demonic. It's horrendous. But yeah, inshallah, one day if Allah blesses me.
Inshallah.
Not if, when Allah blesses me. I'm just very... I reference Candace Owens a lot, but they asked her about her husband and why did she agree to marry him. And she said up until that point, no one had challenged her. And no one was interesting enough. And yeah, and unfortunately, I agree. I just haven't met the person who challenges me, who teaches me, who motivates me, who brings more good into my life than I have for myself and that Allah has blessed me with. So inshallah, when such a man appears, inshallah. And also, I don't date. You see me, you go like, that's my wife, let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to date you. Just not me. I couldn't. Couldn't be me.
Believe in miracles.
I do. I do believe in miracles. I think God is the most gracious, most kind, most generous, most giving. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying, but I won't waver. And I do not compromise with this. Mm-mm.
Good for you.
Thanks, mommy. Mama didn't raise no fool. Thank you so much, my mommy. Mama, your mouth is here and the microphone is here. So, mama, do you have anything else you want to say?
Thank you very much, Lulu.
Yeah? Khalas? Okay, thank you for doing this, mommy. I appreciate you. Say you appreciate me too.
I appreciate you too.
Okay. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yalla, fi amanillah, guys. Bye.